Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sal Capaccio, Bill's sideline reporter for WGR, with us live on WBEN this morning. Another second half comeback domination, Sal. I mean, how does this team flip games upside down at the half? There doesn't seem to be any other team that does it like this.
Well, first you got to put yourself in that position, which is unfortunate, right? You don't want to be in that position, but that's what they've been forced to do over the last few weeks. Not good starts and not a good start in this one. Down 21-0, down 24-7 at the half. But the way they're able to do it is by collecting themselves, making adjustments, understanding it's a long game. The game is not 30 minutes long. It's 60 minutes long. You need to make a few plays. You need to get a couple stops. And then you have Josh Allen and you have a really great running back and running game. And they leaned on that yesterday. They got a couple stops on defense, got the ball back. And they just kind of stayed calm, I think. They didn't really like panic too much. You know what really helped, guys, was that first kick return out of the half by Ray Davis to get the ball into New England territory. And from there, I think they said, okay, we just got to score here. We're down 10, and that's what happened. And then they were able to kind of settle the game down.
I just never have seen a team look so bad and then so good. You know, all within that short stretch, it's really unbelievable. Amazing adjustments being made, whatever they did at halftime. And it's not the first time they've done this, Sal. I mean, is there something here that's just, I mean, Josh Allen, unbelievable, but how much credit does the coaching staff do of whatever they're seeing in the locker room and conveying that message and recalculating things going out into the second half?
Well, they deserve a ton of credit. And, you know, they also could be criticized for not starting the game well enough and not having a good enough game script and not making adjustments quick enough, for sure. Like, you could go to all that. But it's a long game. They understand that. You don't want to get too far behind. You don't want to get behind at all, really. But at some point, you have to say, okay, what do we need to do to make sure that what's happening now doesn't continue to happen? And what the Bills have kind of done here, I think, is, you know, play a game where they're letting the other team kind of show their hand a little bit. They show their cards a little bit. And then they say, okay, this is what you're doing. We're going to adjust. And then the other team hasn't been able to adjust. And I think that's what happened yesterday. Now, give the Patriots credit. Let's remember, the Patriots had last week off. They had 2 weeks to get ready for the Bills. They came out in this game, and they had a great start of the game, partly because they had a great game plan that they were ready for 2 weeks. They prepared to be able to do this. But once they showed that, And then the Bills started adjusting. I don't think the Patriots had any answers for the Bills, and that's really good coaching on the Bills' part.
Yeah. Josh was Superman yesterday, but, I mean, what about the defense holding New England to 7 points in the second half? I mean, specifically, Matt Milano and Trey White. Trey had a pick, Milano 2 sacks, and one of them was the clincher, really, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, Matt Milano played like all-pro Matt Milano again. He played the game just down the road from where he went to college at Boston College, and he looked rejuvenated yesterday. One of the adjustments the Bills made in the second half, they couldn't get to Drake May in the first half. Second half, they did by blitzing more, and that was partly Matt Milano, and they were really coming from all different spots, and Milano was coming from his weak side linebacker spot, and he got in on Drake May. But as you mentioned there, Susan, give credit to the Bills' secondary. Tre'Davious White, one of them. I think Tre'Davious White's playing really good football right now. He had the interception, great athletic play, but even overall beyond that, I think Trey White did a really nice job, and Maxwell Hairston did too. On the first series of the game, Patriots had a catch that maybe shouldn't have been a catch, but it was ruled one. That was on Max Hairston. Other than that, I think Max Hairston didn't hear his name called once all game. That's because he's doing a good job, and he wasn't getting beat. So the Bills did a really nice job to kind of, you know, contain Drake May. They started using a spy in the second half. The defense did a really great job. Yeah, you know, Josh Allen, as you say, was Superman. He was in a lot of ways, but it wasn't like last week where he was making these unbelievable plays. What Josh Allen did in this game was make great decisions. When something wasn't there, he threw it away. He lived to fight another down. He didn't give the ball away to the New England Patriots. He knew that they had to maximize every single possession. And I think they just leaned into that run game that they knew that could be so effective against a Patriots team that, although they're really great against the run, missing Milton Williams in the middle of their defense really hurt them. And I think the Bills knew they could run on them, but they had to get the game to a spot where they felt they could still run the ball and not have to get one-dimensional and just throw it.
You know, another highlight day for James Cook, who's, you know, kind of quietly sneaking up there, leading the league or about to lead the league in yards. We'll see how the last few weeks go here, but that's a possibility for Cook. But what about the other running back and Ray Davis in the return game? I mean, he's electric when he gets the ball in his hands.
Yeah, I just tweeted out a little while ago at Sal Sports. People can see the graphic. It's pretty amazing. Suddenly, Ray Davis is the leader in NFL kick returns, and by a wide margin in yards per return. And he's got just as many, if not more, returns than almost everybody else on the list. On 23 returns, he's averaging 32.4 yards a return. That's a big number. The Bills have found a really great role for him. Early in the season, you're trying to figure out, like, what is Ray Davis's role? He's the backup, but he's not getting a lot of touches because James Cook's running really well. You still have Ty Johnson. He was returning kicks, but it wasn't like anything super explosive. Now, suddenly it is. But give credit to Chris Tabor, Bills special teams coach. The Bills had a new wrinkle in this one. They used Reggie Gilliam as a lead blocker on kick returns. They used one kick returner and Ray Davis, not two. And, you know, they basically treated it like a run play with Reggie Gilliam leading the way. And that really helped. And in this game, just again, Chris Tabor, the Bills dominated the special teams in this game. It wasn't just Ray Davis, which you're right, Brian. I mean, he deserves a lot of credit. The Bills in this game, they held Marcus Jones, one of the best punt returners in the league, to 5 total yards on punt returns. Wisnowski, the Bills punter, had 4 punts. 3 were downed inside the 20. Matt Prater went 5 for 5 on extra points. The Bills won the field position battle by a wide margin. Special teams really mattered in this game.
Yeah, it did. Could there also have been a daddy factor? I mean, Josh revealing over the weekend, you know, that Haley and he are expecting, and Dawson Knox and his wife had a baby girl last week. The two of them were really on fire.
Yeah, for sure. The reemergence of Dawson Knox is something to see in this offense. He's always been a guy Josh has trusted. You know, they've been together since 2019, when Dawson was drafted the year, you know, after Josh. And they're really finding a connection again. And what's happened here is because Dalton Kincaid is really their more pass-catching tight end, but he's dealing with a knee injury, and the Bills have kind of backed off on, you know, putting him on the field as much as they normally would to give him a little bit of a break with that knee. But that means Dawson Knox gets more opportunities. He's making the most of them right now. And Jackson Hawes, blocking tight end, but he mixes into the passing game as well. But you're right. Dawson and his wife, Alex, welcomed their first child into the world, Noah Elizabeth Knox, and that was earlier this week. And after the game on the field, I was interviewing Dawson Knox on the post game right after the game. And as I was interviewing him, Dalton Kincaid ran over and said, "It's dad strength, Sal. It's new dad strength is what it is."
See?
Looks like it. It looks like it on the field. Hey, Sal, another great one. Can't wait for next week already. Sal Capaccio was down on the sidelines, and you heard him on the call on WGR yesterday in the amazing come from behind victory in New England.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.